Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Who my father is in this land, you can't fire that thing. When I listen to people, I learn scriptures. That's tied to the message I preached for service. So for me, I can shoot. Even in my mind now, I'm shooting. Any devil here now, I send arrow to them. You understand? It's what we do for a living. We shoot. Now, I want to show you a scripture. This scripture, every time we've read it, open to Luke 11. That's where we read in the first side, but I want to show you another verse. I titled this message, let's read it first. 11 from verse 17 to 21. But in knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom that is divided against itself will be brought to desolation. A house, a ministry, a business, a family, whatever. And a house divided against itself, what happens to it? It falls. Next verse. If Satan also be divided against himself, he will not be exempted. His kingdom, how shall his kingdom stand? This is how powerful the issue of unity is, but this is not my message. That God said, even if Satan, as he is, does not arrange himself, does not coordinate his activity, he will fall. The reason why God's kingdom could not fall when Lucifer went against it, do you know why? It was not the angels. It was because between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there was no disunity. It is the lizard in the house that will tell the lizard outside where the food is. The white man doesn't know this one because it's a proverb. Do you know there's a sense in which, and I don't know, maybe some of you work with companies, that have expatriates and all. When they come into your office, sometimes you feel intimidated when you see them. Who understands what I'm saying? The way they just come with their bags. And these guys are not any mind. They are going to be paid. Forget about your own career. When they come in, oh, this Frank. Oh, no, you can call me Frank. There's a reason why he's telling you to call him Frank. Because no matter whatever you have here, the money is not the same. He's sure of himself. They say, Dr. Mr. Mrs. You don't know who you are. Those things are good, but you don't know who you are. They call me Frank. When you see them, sometimes when they try to talk to you, you are sometimes uncomfortable. Because, you know, there's this thing with the skin color, where it's coming from, and you are not sure. So you'll be sounding like a local person. So you must get your dominant mandate right. Don't let, whether it's a virtual interview or whatever, be confident. There are only two answers. Yes, you approve, disapprove. Employ, not employ. Yes or no. You can't kill me. Can't kill me. This dominion mandate is how you will recover your stamina in the spirit. That's how you will get into the business and break record, and they will begin to look for you. Because people have been in that business before you were born. But you want to get into that market, you must know how to enter into the city. That one requires dominion. Tell your neighbor dominion. Yeah, you enter the market, they will know you have come. You will tell God, as I go today, create a problem only me can solve. You are going there. How many people have first degree? Some even came with masters. I remember I did an interview in Ibadan for an insurance company, and they asked me one question. Why should we employ you? This was in the year 2005. I just answered, gave one response. I said, I understand product knowledge. I know why people don't buy your product. I said, I know why. So if I'm asking someone to join this insurance company, I am answering the question in their heart, not just being emotional. So what's your name again? I said, my name is Oluwagbenga. I said, thank you, have a nice day. They gave me the job, but I didn't go back. Don't allow where you're coming from to affect you. You understand? And don't allow people who have lived their life tell you how your own should be. In their own days, they read newspaper. Just let it sink. In those days, if you miss your friend, you write letter. I wrote letter to my wife. We were not married though. I was still trying to... It was letter writing I used to finish that transaction. Email, are you on drugs? Email. Do you know how much we pay for 30 minutes? Yahoo Mail was the best thing that happened to the world then. Then. We go to the internet to read junk mail. Who knows what I'm talking about? Because nobody is sending you letter. You just go there. Somebody said they gave me 100 million. I call my friend. I say, like, I want them. He said, oh, God, forget about it. Those people are... I didn't agree. Because they sent me a mail. Like, click this thing to call. But, you know, we didn't even have ATM card, so you can't even steal from me. That was how serious. We read junk. People are sending me letters. I need to read. It's a serious matter. You people have forgotten where we were. That there was a time in this country nobody had a GSM. Not too long ago. This came with Obasanjo. And the minister said, it's for rich people. But that message also, that statement buried him forever. Because now even the mala behind my street has two phones. And one of it's an Android. Samsung. The mala. Who are you chatting? Say, your guy. So now I've addressed myself never to say never. You understand? Never to say never. Because 10 years from now, you swallow your words. Technology will get more advanced. Deal with it. A day will come, if I want to preach midweek service, I will not sit down in front of where I sit. It's my hologram you see. Says the Antichrist. Don't worry. Leave Antichrist for us, our boy. There's one song, it's all out your boy. Okay. He's coming here very soon, don't worry. So, why are you excited? I don't understand. What is it? Do we need to teach holiness in this church? What's the matter? I say he's coming here very soon, you shout. Is there a testimony? If he comes, you should sit down and hear the word of God. That's all. If you're not giving your life, get out, forget about it. I mean, give me next verse before I lose my message. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by who do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Next verse. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now, where I'm going, next verse. Let's read together. When a strong man harmed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Stop. Hold on. The title of this message, when a strong man keeps his palace. Now, if you have listened to people preach with this message, they use it to refer to the devil most times. Do you understand? Like, the devil is the strong man. Okay? And we need to cast him out. And that is generally true. But this statement does not attribute to Satan. It attributes to a strong man. Jesus said, when a strong man, that strong man is not the devil. It's a man that is strong. He said, when a strong man harmed, that means he's fortified. He has weapons. Do you have another version for this? Let's see. Do you have Message translation? If we are lucky, look at this in the HCSB version. Say, when a strong man that is fully armed guards his estate, his possessions are what? They are secure. Any other version? They have traveled. When a strong man fully armed guards his own court, his goods are in peace. Now hold on. Jesus was speaking to, in quote, believers. People who have an affinity for the word of God. And Jesus said that the security of your estate, of your family, of your job, of your business, of your future, is not even a God responsibility. God keeps you, but you will keep your estate. He said he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. So for God to keep him in perfect peace, your mind must always rest on the Lord. And I spoke about this few weeks ago, I think last Sunday or two Sundays ago. When a man always meditates on the word of God, when a man always thinks of the presence of the Lord, when a man does not allow his mind to wander too far away from the Lord, even when you are watching a film, even when you are in traffic, you just allow your mind dance around God. Somebody say, Pastor, what do I think about when I want to think about God? I say, think about his love for you. Number two, think about his testimonies. Those things that God has done for you, even many years ago that others have forgotten. Think about it. God likes it when we remember. And one day I will come and preach in this church after this anniversary, the danger of those who forget. That's the title of a message. And the blessing of those who remember. Some of you that you are doubting and say, God, why are you delaying me? You remember places in your life where God actually came through and saved you because everybody turned their back. Do you remember one or two things? Do you remember one or two things? Maybe while you were on campus or as a younger person, you were sick. Do you remember something that up till now, you just know it was God? You cannot explain it. God is the only one that will help you and he will not show his face. He will help you. You will not see his face. This is a serious matter. Think about his love. Think about his testimonies. Think about his Shekinah presence. What it means to be around the presence of the Holy Spirit. To experience it. Not just that you know it, but you are actually experiencing it. Like when I had that vision this morning around 4 a.m. I didn't even know that I was with people. That lady must have been an angel. Like I was looking into that screen and I was seeing another world. And you don't need a keyboard, a drum. Just pay attendance to the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just pay attention. Carry that presence in your mind anywhere you go. What else should I think about? Think about his promises. Things that he has said in his word, or things he has said to you personally. Think about it. God does not forget, so you should not forget. So God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. If you let your mind always over around him, God says he will give that person peace. Because you are using your precious time to focus on him. So he will make sure there is no battle around you. Come on, somebody hearing me now. These are kingdom principles in that Bible in your hand. Don't look for too many things. Start from there. He will keep him in perfect peace. But for your estate, for your family, for your children, for your business to be secured, you must be armed. The weapons of our warfare are not given to us for fun. They are given to us for war. There's a fight of victory that every believer must engage in. While God keeps your mind in peace, you will keep your estate, your matter in peace. You. But you require to be, there's a requirement of being fully armed. Don't pick the shield and leave the sword. Some people, the only Bible verses they know are those defensive ones. But what you may require in this matter is to be offensive. To be offensive. While I was lying at the hospital with hepatitis, is it A now? And they said, we don't know, we can't treat him. Because then there was no treatment for it. Hepatitis A was like HIV. Everywhere I go, they tested me in OAU Teaching Hospital, tested me at Ondo State General Hospital. They said there's a viral. They saw it. It's not bacteria, it's viral. They said, I'm still here. They said, you must believe God till your doctor's report becomes so small. So small. We work with doctors and we thank God for them. But you, anything a doctor says can go into your spirit immediately. You are dying. You don't begin to shut down. There's a particular club in the US. They have what they call a laughing ministry. Please, I need someone. They have what they call a laughing, just hold this. A laughing ministry for people with cancer. If you have cancer, you come there, they will put you in that like a flat or a building. Everybody there has the same cancer. Cancer of head, cancer of leg, they are all there. And thank you. So every morning they have sessions. Everybody will come to the parlor, sit down, and you begin to laugh. Nothing is making you laugh, but just be laughing. Every one of them, one after the other, they kept getting discharged. They couldn't find the cancer again. In the morning, they wake up, they do morning devotion together, then they eat, they live there. Then they have laughing sessions. Say, laugh into your breakthrough now. You will come there, you think everybody's mad. But laughter is one of the ammunitions that God has given to the believer. In fact, even God uses this one. In Psalms chapter 1, God said, when you're pericles, I will laugh. That laughter is thunder and lightning on their head. Oh. Hey, are you with me? I said that laughter is... You didn't get it. God laughs. Just like when Pharaoh say, let's go and bring them back. They must not cross the Red Sea. God will be laughing. Some people never learn. You should have asked Lamech. Ask all those people that live before you. But they, people just think they are special. It's a messianic complex. They think they are special. Some people believe their calling is special. Let him go. Carry all your soldiers. Carry naval, carry air force, carry infantry. You must get Moses and all the boys. God will be pushing him. Pharaoh say, let's go. Who is he? Do they have any army? He say, no. Go. And they got there. God said, they didn't fire one bullet. God seduced them. We'll catch them. We'll take them back. Who is Ukraine? We'll take them back. All that man could see was his victory. But his victory was a mirage. And he got to the middle of the ocean and he couldn't turn back. The speed required to get out of that ocean, there was no way they would escape. God just said, okay, my people at this junction is a penalty. So we say nobody fell. He said it's penalty. You can complain later, but now, as the referee, it's a penalty. Water, close. When God wants to fight for you, you will not lift your hand. I'm telling you, all this effort we are trying to make is because God has not spoken. Look at this scripture. Give me the King James back. Okay, good. Go back to Luke 11, 21. Say, when a strong man that is harmed keeps his palace, it is his goods that are in peace. He is already in peace. Tell your neighbor, you need power to prosper in this kingdom. Now, your neighbor didn't hear it. Tell your neighbor, you need power to prosper in this kingdom. If you don't walk in power, you will be insulted. I'm telling you. You'll be insulted. Have you been to a particular office before? And they did attend to you. The moment you mention somebody's name, they started attending to you. That's power. I told you, I said power is not gone. In fact, in the scriptures, the Lord evaluates a man with wisdom as more powerful as a man with weapons of war. Wisdom. That's why it is an insult to come to church and be teaching motivational message. You are being shortchanged. I watch Ronaldo every morning when he's doing his thing. But it's between me and him. If I see him, I'll tell him, oh boy, you are doing good though. But except you give your life, you will likewise perish. Hellfire is part of the gospel. Okay. People in Lagos don't like that kind of message. Look, let me tell you something about this scripture. The issue of strong means what? Strength. To have internal capacity for certain activities that your peers do not have capacity for. If all of us had the same layer of strength, they wouldn't call them strong. Are you with me? That means that there are certain things that I can do to move my capacity from weak to stable to strong. Now, because of time, 2 Samuel 22 and verse 33. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 33. God is my strength. Can you see the scripture? God is my what? And my what? Power for exploits. Power to prosper. Power for ministry. Power over satanic forces, demonic oppressions. He said God. He didn't say anointing. The anointing is like connecting to a socket. Huh? You are charging your phone. Power is they take you like this and throw you into kanji dam. You become an extension of a life force. He said, God is my word. That means when the enemy rises against you, the capacity you are drawing from is the God capacity that does not diminish, that does not need to be replenished. It is a revelation. If you catch it, you are plugged in. There was a lady I prayed for. She was born as SS. And I said to her, the gene, the SS gene in you, I said, I will quarantine it in like in a bag. If they check your blood, they will see it, but you will live your life like an AA. Exactly what happened. How do we release authority in the kingdom? You look at God. When God wanted to recreate the earth, how did he release authority? He spoke. That's why you don't use your word carelessly. You talk at everything, you laugh at everything, you're already weak. There was a lady I prophesied to. She couldn't conceive. She couldn't conceive for like 3 years. So we had an online meeting and I prayed for her. Between the time she got the baby was about another 1 year. But there were other things I predicted with the coming of that baby. The moment the baby came, everything started happening by themselves. Everything. Your words are powerful. You see, you just need to connect this, your mouth, to God's own. That's why the scripture warns us against careless talking. Your mouth is a tool for releasing spiritual missiles. Stay away from gossip. Stay away from careless talking. Stop using the F word or the S word. You are not being modern. You are only being weak because your tongue is not sanctified. Stop using the F word. You are not woke. You are dead. Come on, say, my lips, they are clean in the name of Jesus. When the angel of the Lord's presence came to Isaiah, what did he touch? They didn't bait him. This is your problem. But the man has been prophesying from chapter 1. Telling nations their destiny without knowing his own. He took a revelation of God to see himself. You can tell people to be holy from today to tomorrow. It won't change anything. If God shows up, they will know their status. Have you gone to a party before only to realize you didn't dress properly? Do you know that feeling? That's what Isaiah had. What does it mean to be fully armed? Ephesians 3:16. This message is a summary. Because if I really wanted to teach this, I'll begin to teach about the 4 different layers of power in the Bible. But another day. Give me verse 15 first. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You know, I spoke to you about authority and name in the first service. Okay. That God will grant to you according to the riches of what? Hello? The riches of his what? This is where I'm going to have a problem. Because for you to understand this, I need to do a little Greek and Hebrew. The word glory there is not the glory of God like a cloud. In the New Testament, one of the popular words used for glory is the word doxa. That word glory means judgment. The word here according to the riches of his judgment. The another word for doxa is opinion. God's view. V-I-E-W. God's view. When God looks at something, his opinion, his view on that matter. So God will grant you according to the riches of his opinion to be strengthened. So every time that a believer stands with God, where God is standing, that on this matter, you say, I should not marry her, I stand with you. God opens the channel, releases strength. The moment God says, I need your tongue to be sanctified, that is his opinion. Be holy as I'm holy. That issue of holiness has a strong connection with your tongue. Then you say, Father, I stand with your word. You are always right. I will go in your way. God will now say, let strength to bring this thing to pass be released. Because you cannot walk with God in your own strength. Come on now. Are you with me? The word there is doxa. Judgment. Judging between right and wrong. Not cloud. Not cloud of glory. No. You can't fall under the anointing with this one. It is judgment. God's view and opinion. He said God will grant you to be strengthened according to the riches of his might, of his glory, to be strengthened with might by what? By the Holy Ghost. Where? So where does God speak strength to? To my spirit. So I must now, through the instrument of the renewing of the mind and consistent praying in tongues, transfer that energy from my spirit to my soul. Because if you have crude oil behind your house and you cannot refine it, not useful. What many of you are carrying when you pray 40 days, fasting 40 days, you are generating power that you don't even know how to use. The key to moving that power from your spirit is the renewing of the mind and consistent praying in the Holy Ghost with meditation. So when God says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me, he is talking about, mind there speaks about the ability to focus, meditate on the Lord. As you meditate, always thinking about the Lord, thinking about the scriptures, thinking about his promises, thinking about his mercies and his testimonies, your mind begins to attract something that is not used to. Let the world wait to see a man that God has breath on his mind, and wait to see the inventions that will come out from that man. Do you know that God can influence your body and your mind so much, it will reflect in your genetics? You don't know. Another word for doxa is the word splendor. Excellence. It's like when a king comes in, there's an aura. Do you understand? There's an aura the king comes with. He doesn't walk like a Lagosian. We are always in a hurry. It takes his time. So God will grant you according to the riches of his splendor. Kingly splendor of heaven, that you will be strengthened from within. Strengthened in your spirit. The Holy Ghost, the one who imparts divine strength that is useful in your office. If you have tasted certain things, you will not embrace lower wisdom again. I'm telling you. You know, as I round up, let me just get to my seat. I shared the story of my former boss who was upset with me because I married early. According to him, I'm a waste. We were at the canteen and he said to me, say, you're a waste. He said, Gbenga, you should be out there enjoying your life, you know. I just got my wife a brand new car for Valentine. So she said, I love you. I said, yeah, I know. How many people buy their wives I mean, once we marry, we've married now. We leave Valentine for the young ones. Easter, we celebrate Easter. Easter is our own love. Jesus died, he resurrected. With all these dead people, dead lovers, I don't have fellowship with darkness. Wear red, that's your business. I don't know who Valentine is. He doesn't know me. If he makes it to heaven, we'll meet. So we do Easter. Even if your wife wants to convince you to do Valentine, you can use Bible to escape. Yeah? You quote, there are some scriptures I will give you. She will be weak. You know, you must be a kura to. Okay, don't worry if you don't understand that. But so, it takes a corny man to. My wife, few days ago in the night, she refused to allow me. She said she'll sing love song. But me, I don't know any love song. I only know Ijile Oloruko. Even when I follow Satan, I still know those Christian songs. The song we used to sing in those days, can we. Let me spare you. Cultists are passing away. One boy that used to ride bicycle. Can we talk for a minute? You may know this. If you don't know, you don't know. But it's okay. It's not a problem. God has forgiven all. So, this man said to me that I was away. Some of you don't know this. You guys are looking at me like, but it's okay. It's okay. In those days, if you have BMX, I bet I should just spare you people. So you won't be wishing for the glory days when dollar was one naira. Where we spent coins. I swallowed coins too. But it's okay. The man told me I was a waste. Say you are a waste. You should be out there sleeping with women, enjoying going to club. Then marry around 35. When you have the money. When you go to our family, they respect you. I said, thank you, sir. I said, but I'm married, though. He said, you made a mistake. If you had told me, I would have told you. No, don't get married. So it can be, can you make money, you buy your wife a car as Valentine gift. But that year, they sacked the man. Today, I have not heard of that allergy. I've not heard of it. Sanctify your ears. Sanctify your tongue. Those things can weaken you in your spirit. If you see the rate of the dollar, you may almost believe the only option is to run away. The other countries are also crying. Because now it is stupid people that are becoming president. Stupid people everywhere, all around the world. Go and check. Then you ask yourself, how did he even win the election? Lay hold on the spirit so that you can be infused with your advantage, the power of the Holy Ghost that can become anything when there's a need. Come on now. That can become what? Anything. To be infused with strength. To be, it's just like buying fuel when your tank is low. No matter how you like or pray, you cannot try to, you must not put on your AC. No matter how you feel like, you do it, you are in trouble. You are seeing that red, that ambers. You say you feel like using AC. Are you okay? Or I'm driving you, you are putting on the AC. Where are you? Can't you see this? Then you still go and queue. I went to get fuel and then I had to queue for 2 hours only for the boy to tell me I can only buy 5,000. I told him, I said, young man, do you know what I got here? When I came here this morning, you've not resumed. Said this thing. I don't want to be angry. Said full tank. But I was able to appreciate the need for the infusion of strength. Because you don't have it, you don't have it. As I drove out of the police station, I put on my AC. I drove to Ikorodu Road first because we didn't have light at home. Blow the AC, came back. We will not be unfortunate too. You know, this is a serious matter. But the bottom line there is that you cannot operate beyond the strength, what is in your tank. Buy the truth. Sell it not. Because God expects you to use it. Your allocation of time. Tally not fear. Sepraka tudlekotosha. Bruce fatalaka. Even when you are in a meeting in the office, online meeting. But your mic is muted. Because you know that person, that one never says any sensible thing. Use that one to pray. There are some people in our office, they only speak big language. They are not saying anything. We need to look at the gamut of work that has been presented before the board. The gamut of work. Just speaking high sounding nonsense. Now we need to speak to the IT to provide us with a schedule. Want to see all those things. If you know, go and do it. We are discussing how the company will move forward. We don't talk about those things. So having gone through the gamut of work, we need to divide the team into seven. And these seven, one will be strategic, one will be operational. At the end of the day, the guy doesn't know. He will still call you like, that thing that I said, how do you think we should go about it? So why should I be listening to you? You are still coming to me. Why is I listening to you? Pray in tongues, you will not pray. But your name is Christian. Say, if the Lord wants, He will fill me with the gift of speaking. He will not fill you. You are the one that will open your mouth and speak. Labor to receive strength. Labor in the place of prayer to receive the infusion of strength. Don't spend your time praying against demons. It's a waste of time. Jesus didn't pray against them. You are not dragging. Dragging for what? A woman. Spend that time accumulating treasures in the spirit. By the time you get a armor, spiritual armor, and you knock it on the head of that demon, he is the one that will go and tell them that, don't go there again. No, the guy has a very big hammer. He says it has also. Be infused with strength. It is not an accident. It is a deliberate thing. I notice that every time I separate, do you know that just separating yourself from people can do wonders to your spiritual life? You don't want to see anybody. Because you pray 3 hours, then you go and gossip for seven. But it's not gossiping, no, because you say you are just this. There are leakages in your tank. You tell everybody your problem, they now make you more discouraged. My sister Adito, do you know she had to adopt? You thought because she's a pastor's wife, common sense is not common. Spiritual sense is rare. You come to a pastor, you say, the way you talk is even more concerned for you. Then like, you are supposed to be a pastor. He's even more afraid, like HIV. The man is as if he's the one that gave it to you. You cannot operate beyond your capacity no matter how God wants. God's commitment is to your peace. But if you want to keep your children, keep your family, keep your business, keep your estate, keep you must be fully armed. And you will need different weapons for different things. Listen, when we start on Saturday, 10 a.m., Apostle Arume is going to be giving out some of these things. If you don't listen carefully, you won't pick it. Because he will be looking at time. But me, I've told him, once you land and you enter here, we remove the work clock. We have closing time. I will tell you. But I don't want him to hold back. I want him to give everything that God has sent him to. So for all you people who are perpetual latecomers, it's first come, first serve. If you come late, we'll put a speaker downstairs. Listen to the speaker. I'm not joking. This meeting is for serious people. So, there's a way you follow somebody. There's something you are looking for. There's a way to follow somebody. There's something you are looking for. You will not get that secret in the market. It is through consistent following. One day, he will just drop a line. Oh. He will just say one thing. And if you listen to all his messages, you will not hear that thing again. One day, I listened to Apostle Arume. He just said something. I said this thing. I just picked it. Inside my pocket. When I was with my friend Chintok, we were at the hotel. He said something around 12 a.m. And I was going home I was going to work the next morning. He said, say man of God. Say the problem with most believers is that they don't understand the area of their strength. So they will see this brother that sings. They will become intimidated. They will not be trying to sing like him. Then they will go to another meeting. They will see somebody that vibes or that raps in the spirit. The glory of God will come on that thing. They will become intimidated. Then they will come to Pastor Chintok's church. He will take one scripture and teach it for 3 weeks. One verse. Hey! Oh, that guy, they teach. They teach. Then while you are still wondering, oh my God, I'm not going to Lagos. Everybody that I know that went to Jaws didn't want to come back. All of them. Because of this man. Then you now come to Lagos. Ah, that brother in black, I begin to prophesy to you. You are not like, oh, you are confused. Say, don't worry. I heard him say it. It is one of those statements I've never heard him say publicly. But he said it while we were talking. He said, just find your area of strength. Stay there. That's all. The resources will flow to that spot. Being intimidated. You know this thing I said now. Some people, they've thrown it away. If they have not even gotten out, they've thrown it away. This thing I said now, we reduce your stress. Not everybody is gifted in more than one thing. Some people, when they pick their pen, their inspiration becomes very wild. Why are you trying to be a marketer? Leave that one. Somebody is there. Because the grace, the strength will be given to you based on heaven's record of what they have asked you to be. If you pray and fast from today to tomorrow, you may never be another Arume. Never. But you will be what God has called you. And I heard what Apostle Ime said. He said, when he fast and pray, and when Theophilus Sunday too is with him, and they fast and they pray, Theophilus Sunday comes out with a song. He comes out with increase in the ability to teach and to demonstrate the power. But they both fasted. But the value of the result of that fast will be tailored to the area of gifting and the calling. So when many people say they feel abandoned, they don't, the anointing. Yes, sir. One question. Where did God put you? Are you in the Navy or in infantry or Air Force? That question alone will settle so many things about you. When I go to Jos, they don't prophesy there. When may I go there, I prophesy. Even if they preach against it now, as I hold the mic, the Lord is saying, that's my gift. When I started praying for people in European countries and this, it was because of this prophecy. Nobody called me because they like my message. And every gift has layers of growth. That gift will not grow if you don't use it. Fast and pray. If you don't use it, it will not grow. Because there was a time I would prophesy and the thing may not even manifest at all. There were other times I prophesy there and there you see it. Then other times I started prophesying to nations that I have no business with. Then 15 years down the line, I say I want to do prophetic school. You say you want my secret. You want my secret? Do you know where we are coming from? I was ordained into the prophetic ministry January 1, year 2000. Since then, I've been on a consistent training in the prophetic up till now. I'm still in training. 22 years. Say, man, God, just lay hands on me now. Me? Are you a thief? You don't get it like that. Even if I lay hands on you, what you will get is a seed. You must now grow it. Watch it. We go. They invite me to a meeting. Oh, man of God, this food. I say I'm not eating. You say it's double portion. How can you receive? Do you understand? People are making mistakes and thinking they are enjoying life. They are chopping life. When I go to Pastor Ayo's house, if he's teaching, I don't slouch. This is where I sit. I sit in a way, because there's a way Pastor Ayo talks to you is different from when he's preaching. I prefer his conversation to his preaching. Your allocation of strength into your spirit will flow into the area of your gift and your calling. So the other question now is, what is my calling? Where has the Father put me? Are you called as an intercessor within the body? Please, don't talk about your business now. Because some people now, if you don't talk about business, they will not like it. Don't talk about money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your role in the body of Christ. If you prophesy to some people from 200 years, they will never take a step. They are waiting for God to push them. If God pushes you, it will be with travail and punishment. Get up. Take responsibility. Do you have healing anointing? You are sick. Let me pray for you. In Jesus' name. Do you feel better? No. Let's pray again. You test. After the gift to start answering you. Later you will find your own way of steering the gift. In a way that even without song or keyboard or whatever. You become one with the gift. Before now, before I promise, I will pray. Because I want to be sure that I've done my own. So if God wants to come, he should come. But I go for meetings, I talk to business people. And in the meeting, the only thing is I don't say the loss. I'm seeing the problem. I say, no, you need to remove this person from that office. Move him here. I said, the wisdom you need is with this other person. He's not talking. By the time you put him there, he will start talking. And I collect my money. Ask the Lord for the wisdom that will make the MD of your company send for you. Ask him. You are afraid. Ask him. Because there's a wisdom that is from above. And that wisdom is above all. You don't want to be running about in Lagos and be looking for opportunity. There is a wisdom God will give to you. They'll say there is one man. The spirit of the holy gods is in him. Hallelujah. When you come next week, come ready. Wear your jeans. I cannot promise you anything. Tell your friends to come. Your future is in your seed. It's in that gift. Pay attention to it. If you are called as a writer and you are looking for a job in a bank, how wise is that? Look for an environment that allows your gift to prosper. If you attend a church where they don't believe in prophecy, what are you doing there? You don't have business there. If you prophesy, they'll say, it's the word of God we read. What are you doing there? Why do you like trouble? Be strengthened with might in your inner man. The wisdom you are looking for is inside of you. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I have the wisdom of God. Say it with faith, I have the wisdom of God. Let me tell you how I pray. And this is my final. Every real man of God should say finally 10 times. When I pray, most times I pray in tongues. But when I pray, I focus on things that money cannot buy. Like the wisdom of God. Like increase in grace. The Bible says we should increase in grace. So while I'm praying, maybe I'm beside my bed or I'm walking around, my mind is seeing something. There's something I'm seeing. And I'm just looking at that. I'm seeing an increase in the anointing that will make kings leave their palace in the US, come to Nigeria, sit down under my yeye seat, and I give them water. And I tell them, go and sleep in that room. Then you are free. Go back. That kind of anointing that will not make them invite you, that will make them come. Huh? So you must be seeing it. It can be 7 years old. Your mind is working with your prayer. You know when you pray in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. If you want it to be fruitful, it's you that will give it. You take your mind away from things that are not working now in your life. The job, the money. Take your mind away. Look, see the future. Possess it. You see planes landing at the airport because of you. Karabakedoko. They are seeking for the wisdom of God. Kalekuko. Torakapa. Ervrando Supreya. You can't pray like that and be tired. You are securing the future before you get there. Your children, carry them in your mind. Krande Bakurutas. Valizita Raka Hakotoro Boshala Dika Dakalaba. Rebalido Vasalia. Some people don't know how to pray 3 hours. They will go and burn out. There are some of these groups, like my friend that belongs to one, they pray 32 hours once every quarter. Don't go there, you will collapse because there's no seat. So when you get there, they know those who are coming for the first time. When they see you begin to pray, they know you're a first timer. You think you are impressing all these elderly people. Meanwhile, those elderly people, you just said they'll stand in one spot. But you are young. You don't want them to say you are not there. Say, before you know, you carry a bottle of water. You drink. The moment you start drinking water, you are getting tired. You getting it? If you don't get it, for grab it. We are going to 10 hours. That's not how to pray. You don't know, but you will not believe, so no problem. Continue. You build the momentum. There's one brother. After he came like that, I think when they got to 4 hours or so, they were going to 24. The guy now sat down. That was when those people he thought that they were not praying started picking up momentum. So all these elderly people, they are not small boys. Oh, he didn't know. He thought they are old men. But he didn't know that they have been doing it for a long time. So they know the technique. He won't show up. After saying I sat down, then I said, no, we don't sit down here. Get up. Don't die, yo. I don't die. Who carry me to this place? I don't die. 24 hours that look like a long time. My friend told me, wonderful guy, met him at the hotel I slept a few weeks ago. He said he wanted to pray with a particular brother who feels he can pray. He said, let's just stretch for 15 minutes. Those brothers that are very loud, when you go to all these special meetings, they are always falling under the anointing, they are always shouting in tongues, those kind of people. So when they start praying, he was doing like this. But my friend, his own average prayer, he's not a pastor, he's in the production team in his church. These people handling camera, that's his department. He's not a pastor. He doesn't. They don't bring him to the altar. But his average praying time a day is 3 hours. I told him, I want to ordain you now, because many of us are not praying 3 hours. Say the prayer. He was doing like this, shaky. Say what you're looking at. So when they got 15 minutes, he thought the prayer will end. My friend now started. Oh, my time is up. My friend now started raising his voice. Said the guy was still trying. See, after some time, he noticed he wasn't hearing the guy again. Then he looked behind his, the guy slept. Strength in your inner man. When you are processing gold, it's not 5 minutes. When you get to a point when your body can't carry you again, the Holy Spirit will not take over the prayer. Now, this is the practical aspect of that scripture. Because you will not be infused with strength when watching Shaolin Temple. There's one film, Shaolin Temple. You may not know it, but don't worry. If you do, you are blessed. In those days, when we watched Snake in the Monkey Shadow, some of us, we didn't watch it, but we all come and be lying in the class. You see, when he did like this, this was saying, oh, you saw that, all of us are lying. By the time I eventually watched that film, years after, all those things were not there. Say, when he did like this, the eagle now came out, the eagle shadow. You know, all of us are lying. You know, young children, we just people are just hyping. You must not say you've not watched it. So you behave like. So sometimes it is what I heard they say in this other meeting. When I get to the other class, they talk. I will not say that thing. That as I was born again. I say, did you see when the man wanted to jump from the fence? He not did like this. Say, oh, you, that guy too is lying. He didn't watch it. I try to change. I try to be serious, but I don't know. It's in my blood. What am I telling you? It's not today. There is no process that will give you power in a second. You must separate yourself from pleasure. You must separate yourself from sleep. You must separate yourself from the love of money. You must separate yourself from glory, the desire for glory. There are things that when you stay with God, God will begin to separate you from them in the place of waiting upon Him, in the place of prayer. As you begin to do that, you begin to see tokens begin to come. Tokens begin to come. When I agreed to be a pastor, I already knew and I signed off the possibility of my ever being popular in life again. So if you are going to marry me, I will tell you, I may not be popular again. You want to marry a newscaster or a media? I may never be rich again. My wealth is not dependent on what God gives me. Do you understand? The moment you get there, it's not the general Bible we are reading again. My God will bless you. This one is now my God will supply your need as He considers fit. You want to walk in power? You want to walk in glory? You will now know the conditions. Come on, say, I am strengthened. Go and pay attention to these things. There is no shortcut anywhere. The challenge you are having in your marriage will be the key which you will develop prayer power. It will be the platform. That thing going on in your office is what God will use to make you learn how to pray. Nobody learns how to pray like that. Are you with me? Nobody learns how to pray like that. Something must happen. And you begin to draw close to God. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help us. There's a prophet in Ghana, a man of God. He doesn't know how to read. He didn't go to any school. He preaches in the local dialect. One of the local dialects. One day as he slept, the Lord came to him in a vision, removed his head, brought another one. He was holding it. That head looked like his own. God now placed that one on his head. He walked away. He didn't tell him anything, just walked away. He woke up, he could read the Bible. The man is still alive, it's in Ghana. When you hear what God has done when he visited some people, you'll be afraid. If anybody told Moses that day that he saw that burning bush, that his life was about to change, if anybody told him, he would not believe it. The kind of encounter many of us are asking for, if God gives it to us, our battery will drain because we don't have the strength for it. That challenge in your house, in your family, use it to draw close to God. And when you come, don't pray about the problem. Just stay with God. Give it 6 months. Don't pray about any problem. You see, people think I'm telling you. Tell yourself the next 6 months you will not pray. You will not stand before God and talk about any problem. Just draw near to Him. Then see God fight your battles. You think God is a fool? You think He doesn't know who is standing with Him? You think He doesn't? You think He has forgotten you? Try it. This 7th year that we are coming into as a church is going to be a year of many new things. So don't say the way we have been doing it. We are no more children. We are no more children. There's a power at work in you. Must find the location of that power in your spirit and begin to deploy it for the advancement of God's kingdom. Turn my life around, oh God. I pray, turn my life around, oh God. I pray today, turn my life, turn my life around, oh God. I pray. Now in 1 minute as we sing that song, whatever it is that you are going through, mention that thing to the Lord.